Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and this is your host, Neo Gentrix. Now, it is currently 12:30 in the morning, and I'm back doing my podcast at the normal times. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on, trying to keep me and preventing me from doing them. I just finished the suicide prevention podcast for the month of September yesterday. I know it came a bit late, but, you know, school getting in the way and everything else, kind of hard to, you know, do what you have to do. So, I am going to pick back up where I left off with communication. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff I want to cover. I want to get back to where we need to be. I should have finished this a month ago, but, you know, life happens. So I'm going to write off of the suicide prevention podcast a little bit, and to help those who have a hard time communicating. So today's topic is going to be on the topic of improving communication and developing effective communication skills, okay? So let me start with this. Effective communication skills are fundamental to the success in many aspects of life. Many jobs require strong communication skills, and people with communication skills usually enjoy better interpersonal relationships with family and friends, okay? This is a known fact. Effective communication is a key interpersonal skill, and learning how we can improve our communication has many, 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 many benefits, okay? And like I mentioned before, communication is a two-way process, so improving communication involves both how we send and receive our messages to people, okay? So first things first, learn to listen. I know, it sounds simple enough, but a lot of people can't really do it, and it's probably a little hypocritical for me to say this, but having not been able to successfully do it myself, but listening is not the same as hearing, okay? I can hear what you say all day long, it doesn't mean I'm actually listening, okay? And this I will admit I am guilty of, okay? Listen, not only to the words being spoken, but how they are spoken and the nonverbal messages sent with them, okay? Use techniques of clarification and reflection to confirm what the other person has said, usually to avoid confusion. I mean, how do I put this? Try not to think about what to say next while listening. If you're doing that, you're obviously not listening. Instead, clear your mind and focus on the message being received. Your friends, colleagues, and other acquaintances will appreciate good listening skills. I guarantee you that. People most of the time aren't looking for answers. And I've covered that before in one of my earlier podcasts in communication. Just because a person comes to you with a problem, does not mean they want a solution. They just want someone to talk to. And with that being said, be aware of other people's emotions. Okay, be sympathetic to other people's misfortunes and congratulate their positive landmarks. To do this, you need to be aware of what's going on in other people's lives. Make and maintain eye contact and use first names where appropriate. Can't stress that one enough. Do not be afraid to ask others for their opinions in this, as it will help to make them feel valued, okay? And with that being said, consider the emotional effect of what you are saying and communicate with the norms of behavior acceptable to the other person, okay? Basically, take steps to be more charismatic, and if you're not sure how to do that, I will cover that in another podcast, okay? Actually, you know what? Let's take a short break. I'll be right back. All right. And we're back. So, I know I've been talking a lot, and let me go back to a topic I covered before, and let's look at empathy for a second. When communicating, you have to show empathy, okay? Well, first off, what is empathy? If you haven't heard the podcast on that, feel free to go check it out, but I'm going to give you a quick definition here. Empathy is trying to see things from the point of view of others. So, when communicating with others, try not to be, judgmental. or biased by preconceived ideas or beliefs, you know? Instead, view the situation and responses from the other person's perspective. In other words, stay in tune with your emotions to help enable you to basically understand their emotions. If appropriate, offer your personal viewpoint, but clearly and honestly, to avoid confusion. But bear in mind that some subjects might be too taboo, or too emotional, or emotionally stressful for others to even discuss. So keep that in mind. And with that, be encouraging. Okay, offer words and actions of encouragement as well as praise to others. Make other people feel welcome, wanted, valued, and appreciated. You know, in your communications, I would hope most people would do this, but not everyone. If you let others know that they are valued, they are much more likely to give you their best. For one, they'll trust you. Not telling you this so you can go behind their back and backstab them. No, don't do that. Try to ensure that everyone involved in an interaction or communication is included through effective body language and the use of open questions. Give them room to speak, basically, you know? With that being said, learn to communicate effectively in the sense that don't say the first thing that comes to your head, but instead take a moment to pay close attention to what you say and how you say it. In other words, how did my dad put it? Let your tongue roll around in your mouth 3 times before you speak. This will give you a chance to think about what you're about to say before you say it. Now, I don't mean that actually literally. It means stop and think. Focus on the meaning of what you want to communicate. Don't just blurt it out, obviously. Have some tact. Which, I think I do believe I have covered. If I haven't already, I will. Aim to increase understanding by considering how your message might be received by the other person. By communicating clearly, you can help avoid misunderstandings and potential conflict with others. And by speaking eloquently, you will come across as more intelligent and mature. Okay? Now, in some cases, this isn't always a good thing, and I'm speaking from personal experience. It can make you a little distant to other people, but at least you'll know who is supportive of you and will help you to move forward versus people who just want to bring you down. So there is a benefit to this, but there's also a negative to it. All right, remember that. Be aware of the messages you are sending via nonverbal channels as well. Make eye contact and avoid defensive body language if at all possible. You've heard the saying, old habits die hard. I don't know what they say about old diets. Don't worry about that. Present information in a way that is meaning, where it can be understood. Basically, how do I put this? Present it in a way where the meaning is clear. Make it understood. Pay particular attention to differences in culture, past experiences, attitudes, abilities, before conveying your message. And in other words, avoid jargon and overcomplicated language. Explain things as simple as possible. Request clarification if unclear about a message. And definitely avoid racist and sexist terms in any language that may be considered offensive to anybody, okay? Speaking from personal experience here, it hurts more than it helps, okay? Keep that in mind. It's not as helpful as you would think. We'll take a short break. Be right back. Okay. And we're back. This is actually, since we're talking about this, let me talk about something else in the midst of this that's actually relative to communication. Let's talk about humor. When you're communicating, when you're trying to improve your communication, using humor is a good thing, as well as a bad thing. Okay? Laughing releases endorphins that can help relieve stress and anxiety, and most people like to laugh and feel, drawn to someone who can make them laugh. So it's not a bad thing. It's, how do I put this? Don't be afraid to be funny or clever, but do ensure your humor is appropriate to the situation. Use your sense of humor to break the ice, to lower barriers, and gain affection of others. You know, like my friend here. I was trying to get ready to start this piece, and for some reason, he decided to look at me with the dumbest looking face I've ever seen. By using appropriate humor, you will be perceived as more charismatic. Okay? Plus, you'll seem like a happier person. And with that being said, treat people equally. Okay? Always aim to communicate on an equal basis and avoid patronizing people. Patronizing them just irritates the hell out of them. Kind of like that whole Family Guy thing where Stewie's just calling at his mom repeatedly until she finally responds and all he says to say is, "Hi." Don't do that. Just don't. Don't do that. Don't talk about others behind their backs. And try not to develop favorites by treating people as your equal. You, and also equal to others, you will build trust and respect. Okay? Notice I said don't talk about people behind their back. This should be a known fact, but a lot of people don't understand that doing this hurts them, especially if they hear what you're talking about or someone else hears and goes and tells them. Okay? Check that people understand what you have said to avoid confusion and negative feelings. Encourage open and honest feedback from the receiver to ensure your message is understood and to avoid the receiver instead feeding back what they think you want to hear. If confidentiality is an issue, though, make sure its boundaries are known and ensure its maintenance, please. Otherwise, you're going to have more than just a miscommunication error. Okay? On that note, attempt to resolve conflict and is required in communication. How do I put this? Learn to troubleshoot and resolve problems and conflicts as they arise. Learn to be an effective mediator and negotiator. Use your listening skills, basically, to hear and understand both sides of the argument. Encourage and facilitate people to talk to each other. Try not to be biased or judgmental, but instead you ease the way for conflict resolution. Oh, and on that note, do not, whatever you do, make yourself the target of their anguish. Because it's only going to make it worse. It may solve the problem temporarily, but eventually it will come back. That, and they may never talk to you again. So, keep that in mind. Now, like I said before, maintain a positive attitude and a smile the entire time if you can. That doesn't mean smile creepily every time you say something, because then you'll look like one of those evil villains out of an anime. That's not exactly ideal, I guarantee you. Few people want to be around someone who is frequently miserable, so keep that in mind. Do your best to be friendly, upbeat, and positive with other people. Maintain a positive, cheerful attitude to life, even when it's trying to kill you. When things don't go the way you plan, stay optimistic and learn from your mistakes. If you smile often and stay cheerful, people are more likely to respond positively to you. I can actually atone for this because I do this normally. Even when I'm having a bad day when I bowl, I still have a smile on my face. Don't get me wrong, I do get upset when I miss or things don't go the way I want. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get it next time. Because, sure, I lose one game. What's one game when I still have another 20 to play? That means that I have 20 games to make up the difference. No time to feel sorry for myself, because if I do, the rest of my games will suffer. Okay? And that's just a life-like example. Now, that has nothing to do with conversations. However, it is a thing that would start a conversation, though, as I pointed out earlier. So there's that. Now, the last two things I want you to worry about, first is minimize stress. Okay? Some communication scenarios are, by their nature, stressful, and stress can, however, be a major barrier to effective communication. All parties should try to remain calm and focused. Now, if you haven't already, go ahead and check out my podcast on stress. That's a totally different topic in its own right. And I'm not going to cover that here. But keep in mind that minimizing stress can help improve communication. Kind of the whole point here. You see what I'm saying? Only complain when absolutely necessary. People will not be drawn to you if you're constantly complaining and whining and lingering about things that just... You get what I'm saying. If something makes you angry, upset, wait for a few hours, calm down before taking any actions, or in some cases, talking to anybody. Because if you do complain, do so calmly, okay, with a good mindset. Try to find some positive aspect to the situation and avoid giving unnecessary criticism. This will help, this will help make you more enjoyable, and people around you will want to be around. And when something does go wrong, they're at least willing to help you or walk you through it, rather than walk away from you and say this dude with his bad attitude. Now, I have to admit, it does happen to me. It rarely does, but it does happen to me, and I have to always go back and apologize. No one is exempt from this, okay? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean other people haven't seen it in you, alright? Well, I thank you guys for listening. I thank you for always tuning into my podcast. Thank you, you've been a wonderful audience. With that being said, that's been Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. If you like what you heard, hit that like or subscribe button and show your love and support by subscribing to the channel. Enjoy the rest of your day.